Murray Marin is the superintendent of the High Prairie School Division. He joins us on the line today. Murray, thank you very much for joining us. It's a little bit early, but the school year for 2025 is starting today in the High Prairie School Division with teachers going back. Comments on the fact that another school year is upon us?
Well, it's always exciting, the beginning of school year. I think teachers, administration, and central office staff always look forward to welcoming students back, and we're very optimistic with what the year will look like. We're working very hard on some special projects in High Prairie School Division, and so we're hopeful that those will be starting right away and that we'll have kids engaged in their learning and moving forward with literacy and numeracy as always, so we're very pleased about it.
The teachers are back on the 21st of August. The students, if I'm not mistaken, are back on the 27th of August.
28th.
Okay, yep. Thank you very much for the clarification, but
no,
I ask, why on a little bit on the early side?
Okay. So, Keith, one of the things that High Prairie School Division does, and I believe that we do well, is we survey our stakeholders regarding our calendar. In fact, our calendar survey is probably one of the biggest engagement tools that we have, engaging with parents, students, and staff. And what came out in our calendar survey last year is that parents wanted to entertain the notion of a fall break. And so we will be on break from November 11th to 15th as a fall break, and that's in addition to the Christmas break. So in order to accommodate, because it's regulated how many instructional days and how many hours of instructions we have to make minor adjustments in the calendar to accommodate that time off in November. So that is why we're coming back a little bit early. But it's actually not as early as some people think, because if you look at previous years, in 2016, in 2021, and 2022, we were coming back in August as well. So it is a couple days earlier, absolutely, but not unusual to be coming back in August. I'd also like to add, Keith, that there are many school boards around the province that are moving to fall break, and this gives parents the opportunity to, one of the reasons is it gives the parents opportunity to travel and vacation in off-season. They can save money on airfares, hotels, those sorts of things. And also, too, you know, I call it the November blahs, Keith, and students, teachers, parents, time change happens, it's dark, things just seem a little bit bleak. And so to have that mental health break for a week, I have found that it's very advantageous for students and for teachers to be able to pause and refresh and come back and head into Christmas fully engaged in their studies.
Does the first report cutting period happen around that time or just before the November break?
I would have to look at the calendar, but yes, it's right around that time. That's when the report cards happen, absolutely. So, yeah, teachers will be reporting before. I'm 99% sure teachers will be reporting before leaving on spring or fall break.
Murray, I know it's a little bit of a saying, I guess, that you can only please some of the people some of the time.
And correct.
In the sense that some parents and some stakeholders are in different divisions, and different divisions are starting at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard via the public and having them talk, saying that things would be easier if everybody, all the divisions in the Northwest area, started at the same time. Have you had collaborations with other school divisions and other jurisdictions about getting together and having everybody have teachers go back at the same time, have students go back at the same time? Has that happened?
Well, I'm happy to report, Keith, that last year was the first time that we were able to sit down with two other school divisions in our Northwest zone, Holy Family and Northland School Division, because they're educational partners with us. And we were able to look at a common calendar. Now, there are different issues and different aspects of each school division that are very important to their culture. So, for example, with Holy Family, there has to be accommodation for faith days and religious holidays, and which is natural. What we were able to do is try and whittle it down as much as possible to be as common as possible. Now, that being said, our stakeholder survey said clearly that our parents wanted to try a fall break. So that was one of our things that we brought to the table. Holy Family brought their set, and so did Northland. And from there, we tried to establish as many common days as possible and trying and make it amenable for everyone. That being said, one of the things that we were able to do is look at busing, and so 4 days when High Prairie School Division is not in school, but say Holy Family is, we're looking at being able to improve our economies of scale with busing and combining some routes for Holy Family and being able to offer them busing service with at a much reduced cost. And also for us, we don't have buses running with one student or three students on it. It's in this day and age of inflationary pressures and price of fuel and those things, we needed to look at those efficiencies. So coming together with the three divisions, Keith, we were able to, on the busing end, see some improvements there. It would be great if we could have one calendar. I that would be a dream world. And however, at this point, we have to also accommodate the differences of each school division.
Do you see this fall break as being in the experimental stage now and possibly having this looked at say, the end of the year going in, or towards the end of the year going into 2026 and beyond?
We're going to be looking at this well before the end of the year. So our calendar survey comes out approximately in January/February. And we're going to be putting this question now again to our stakeholders and saying, you've now lived a full fall break. Please determine whether this is something we should continue to look at. What I would like to do as a division, I'd like to set a calendar for 2 to 3 years so that we are able to have that, so that families can plan that far in advance. And there are some families that do. So we will be asking this question to all our stakeholders again just after Christmas. And we will, as always, we will take our lead from stakeholders. And if it is determined that fall break is a viable option and that's something that families like, then we would be looking at incorporating that for a couple years down the line. We will periodically revisit this over the years just to make sure that we're still in tune with our stakeholders.
Murray, is everybody excited for the 2025 school year?
100%. Our teachers, we have a lot of things happening pedagogically and instructionally with new curriculum, with literacy, with numeracy. We have last year we released our literacy framework, and now this year we're releasing our numeracy framework. Very comprehensive documents for teachers, guiding them on how they can best teach literacy and numeracy in their classrooms, and I think teachers are really excited to see how that will unfold this year. We are able to take what we did last year and build upon it, improve it, and keep moving forward. So I would say that, yes, there is a definite excitement in the air at High Prairie School Division this year.
Murray Marin is the superintendent of the High Prairie School Division. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. I look forward to talking again.